This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine claims Russia is plotting a large-scale provocation at a nuclear plant but offers no evidence. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
A statement by Ukraine's military intelligence says Russian forces would strike the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and report a radioactive leak in order to trigger an international probe that would stop the fighting as a way to give Moscow's forces a reprieve they badly need to regroup ahead of the looming Ukrainian counteroffensive. However, it did not offer evidence to back up any of the claims. The White House says it's watching the situation closely and has seen no indication that radioactive material has been leaked. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian media say drone attacks targeted oil pipeline installations inside Russia on Saturday, including a station serving the vast Druzhba oil pipeline that sends Western Siberian crude to Europe. Ukraine has not commented on the attacks, and Reuters could not verify those reports. Russian forces claim they've intercepted two long-range Storm Shadow cruise missiles supplied to Ukraine by Britain, that coming from Russia's defense ministry on Saturday. The ministry also said it intercepted shorter-range U.S.-built HIMARS launched and HARM missiles and shot down 12 drones in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Taliban and Iran have exchanged heavy gunfire on the border of Iran and Afghanistan. The shooting on Saturday sharply escalates rising tensions between the two nations. Iranian media said Iran inflicted heavy casualties and serious damage. The Taliban did not acknowledge the fighting. VOA News. Talks on a debt deal for the United States continue into a holiday weekend as lawmakers and the White House try to avoid defaulting on the country's debts. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has the story.
House negotiators left the Capitol in the early hours of Saturday without a debt limit deal with the White House. They're expected to return later in the day in hopes of reaching an agreement over the holiday weekend. It appears as though work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point, as President Joe Biden says he thinks a deal is, quote, very close. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default has been pushed to June 5th from an earlier estimate of June 1st. I'm Shelley Adler.
An avalanche hit a remote area of northern Pakistan on Saturday, according to officials. VOA's Laurel Bowman has that story.
Officials say the avalanche killed at least 10 people and injured many others. It happened near the Shanter Pass that connects the Gilgit-Baltistan region with Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The officials added that poor weather and limited accessibility were hampering rescue efforts. The victims were from a group of around 35 nomads who were returning from Kashmir. They had set up camp close to a ravine. That's according to a rescue official who spoke to AFP. Every year, local nomads migrate in search of suitable pastures for their livestock and to evade harsh weather conditions. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić stepped down as leader of the ruling Serbian Progressive Party at a party congress on Saturday, saying a new approach was needed to unite the country. He added, however, he will remain head of state. The move came a day after tens of thousands of people from across Serbia and from neighboring Kosovo, Montenegro and Bosnia rallied in the center of Belgrade in a show of support for Vučić, following big anti-government protests over two mass shootings that killed 18 people earlier this month. France confirmed its aim to launch a vaccination program against bird flu in the autumn after results from a series of tests on the vaccination of ducks showed satisfactory effectiveness. This, according to the French Farm Ministry, a severe strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly called bird flu, has ravaged poultry production around the world, leading to the culling of more than 200 million birds in the past 18 months. France has already launched a pre-order of 80 million vaccines. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.